Now, that brings us to the 12th Psalm. Now, the 12th Psalm is prophetically, like I think the preceding ones, it refers ultimately for a final fulfillment to the final interpretation to the days of the tribulation that'll come upon Israel's godly remnant in that day. And we must understand it's the remnant, the godly remnant of the nation, and the godly Gentiles in that day. Now, in the opening verses here, we find a description of the apostasy that will be in those days. You see, there's an apostasy of that nation as well as an apostasy of the church. Listen, help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth. And it's easy to develop an Elijah complex. I only am left. I'm the only one standing for God today. A lot of us develop that complex. It's not accurate, but the godly man ceases it. For the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor, with flattering lips, and with a double heart do they speak. And if there ever was a day when Christians needed to speak the truth, that is, we ought not to say one thing to a man's face and another thing to his back. This double heart, a double face, two-faced. It's an awful thing today. Now, verse 3, the Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things. My, how he goes after pride in this psalm here. Who have said, with our tongue will we prevail, our lips are our own, who is Lord over us? We're going to say what we please. And the apostasy in the church is noted by pride like this, that speaks great things. Jude speaks of the apostasy coming in the church. Their mouth speaketh great swelling words. In other words, they're a bunch of liars, if you please. And that's what we have here. Now, as you move on down in this psalm, what about those that are God's? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him who puffeth at him. Or putting it like this, I will set him in safety at whom they puff. And that's what the enemy does today to the godly, will do in that day. They just huff and puff, like the old wolf with the little pigs, you remember. They got in their house, at least one of them, his house stood up there. Other two little pigs, they lost their house because the old wolf huffed and puffed it down. That's a good story, by the way, that illustrates actually what David is saying here. God says, I'll set him in safety at whom they puff. I'll hide him in the cleft of the rock. I'll put him in the place of safety. Now, we're told here, as we move on down, the words of the Lord are pure words, like silver tested in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Now, the wicked boast. They use flattery. And who can you believe? Well, the words of the Lord are the ones that are pure. That's one reason we need to spend more time in this book, friends. This is the one place you can turn today. This is the fortress God wants to put us in. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. But we live in a day like that. That'll be especially true in the Great Tribulation period. And the thing that was said to those in Jerusalem, hear the word of the Lord, ye that tremble at his word, your brethren that hated you, that cast you out for my name's sake, said, let the Lord be glorified. They did that in mockery. But he shall appear to your joy, and they shall be ashamed. This, may I say, is a marvelous, wonderful picture that's given to us. It describes the temple worship in Jerusalem during, the end of the age. And you remember the Lord Jesus said in his day, when they came out to arrest him, he said, the enemies drew near. He says, it's your hour and the power of darkness. And I think we go through that. And God won't let it happen to his own unless it'll accomplish some worthwhile purpose in their hearts and in their lives.